way. I encourage people having passive income, not relying on Social Security checks or, you know, everybody needs to think of the future. The future is in real estate. It always has been and always will be. And always people need to live somewhere. People need to work somewhere. Now, the affordability here has gone, you know, bizarre and out of it's skyrocketing. Las Vegas, Nevada, up north, everything is skyrocketing. I mean, the market is so sizzling and so hot. The affordability is not there. Our people have been, you know, have been neglected because they, you know, unfortunately, you know, these big corporations buy these homes in bulks, like 200 homes, 300 homes in one time. And people
and that's just for rentals?
That's rentals, yeah. And then what they do is they jurisdict the rents as well, and they kick out people, and then they raise the rents with, in other words, they kick people out, and then they put people in those positions with higher rents. And it's just everything is working to their advantage. The special interest groups, the banks, all of these bulk buying. So what I like to do is I like to create affordable housing for us Nevadans and strictly for us Nevadans. Okay, so no corporations, no special interest groups are going in into these things. And it'll be strictly for our people, Nevadans. I encourage everybody to have a home. You know, why pay rent? You know, why invest or why pay rent into someone else's asset when you have to, as far as put your money in your own asset, you know, pay down your loan, create equity, create wealth, you know, and real estate is really the way of doing it, you know, and I've moved personally 12 times in my life, maybe 13, and I've just rolled the homes. I was working really hard, diligently in my plumbing company, making a lot of money, and then while I was working in my plumbing company, I also rolled homes every 2 years. So I had capital gains of $250,000, $500,000 a transaction. You understand? And that was just on the side. Then I have my apartment buildings and I have my shopping centers and I have, and I've created this wealth all by myself. So I have now these assets that are creating passive income for me. So I'm living off of it now, you know? And I just bought a house in Summerlin, you know, it just was, recently, last year, and I bought it for $700,712. I put about $200 into it. Now, probably the house is worth $1.4 million, maybe $1.5 million. And this is within a year's time. So, and I also bought my my son. He also has a home, and now you know, he's styling too. So, I always look out for where did the potentials of everything, where everything is going, and I see a vision of you know, how you know, things could be into perspective to your advantage, you know. And everybody's going to be jumping into a home, you know. Everybody's just tired of the landlords that are raising the rents, and it's just totally out of control. Everything's out of control. So if you have your own home, nobody could kick you out. Nobody could raise your rent. And you could do anything you want with your home, you know, and that's the American dream. And we're here. I'm here to personify and to interpret the American dream, and that's home ownership. Everybody should own their own home, period. No questions.
In our final couple of minutes, in fact, 90 seconds, What are these final weeks going to be like for you? What's the path to victory in these final couple of weeks before early voting, May 28th?
Yeah, well, I tell you, we have the mail-in ballots. It's going to be a very interesting election. I tell you, I'm for open primaries, you know, and I encourage open primaries because anybody could vote for whoever they want to vote, and wherever party the person is, they vote for their candidate. You know, not for a party, not for, you know, being a Democrat or Republican. It's about the candidate. That's what it's about. It's about the person that will serve you in the best ways. That's what you should look at. Now, it'll be very interesting, this whole cycle. And I'm going to be monitoring it very closely. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to concede. If I see something wrong, I'm not going to concede. And I know Michael McDonald, already twice he lost here in the Republican Party, and we're not going to lose this time for sure. You know, we're going to win it. We're going to take it home.
In these final weeks, what do you need from my listeners? How can they help you? How can they reach out to you?
Anybody can reach out to me at www.BarackZilberberg.com. BarackZilberberg. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Check me out. Not only that, vote for me. You know, please. If you need, you have to be in the Republican Party. You have to register as a Republican to vote for me. Unfortunately, move over to the Republican Party, and there's where I'm at. And vote for me. Vote for a difference. Vote for a better Nevada. Vote for the people, by the people, for the people, and with the people. I'm along with you. I'm along with you. Yesterday, I took a bus ride back home from Tonopah, riding in a bus. You know, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Don't
That's
you love
what
it?
It's all about.
Don't you,
know?
You love
traveling
it?
Traveling all throughout our beautiful state, and I love our state. Our state is beautiful. It's a beautiful state, and we have so much potential. Thank you so very much. Thank
it's you. Always good to see you. Barack Zilberberg in studio joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check out our traffic cams right now, heavy volumes on the 15 as we speak right now. Southbound at Oki, northbound at Sahara, looks like you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Those lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. That is both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as that construction project continues through December. Do expect altered traffic patterns this weekend as well. Actually, it begins tomorrow on Interstate 15 between the 215 and Exit 58 at Apex because of the Electric Daisy Carnival. That's right. They're back. You'll know it.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV Baseball, they are closing out their regular season as they have a three-game series against San Diego State. That series will begin tonight. UNLV comes in 34-19. They are 19-8 in conference play. The Las Vegas Aviators losing to Reno yesterday 12-4. That series continues tonight. Jared Koenig will get the start. He's 3-2 with a 2.36 ERA. The two Raiders' home preseason games now have kickoff times against the Vikings on August 14th. They'll kick at 1:25 against the Patriots on August 26th. It will kick off at 5:15. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, it's been an amazing show so far. I mean, really, really, really good. Sigal Chadha was with us earlier in studio. She is a Republican candidate for attorney general. And she, in fact, I had a chance to visit with her and said, you know, you just did a tour of all 17 counties in Nevada. And I asked her, what is your sense of the race right now for attorney general?
Hi, Kevin. First of all, thank you for having me on again. Nice to be in studio with you. So my sense of the race after doing this 17 county top cop tour is one of the biggest issues that I'm coming across is public safety and the rise in crime and so on and so forth. So that's really one of the things that I focused on the tour, and how to ensure that the attorney general can help out these rural counties and the larger counties as well with law enforcement.
How would you assess the performance of Aaron Ford? I hear more complaints about him than any of the constitutional officers, even Sisolak. I hear more bad stuff about Aaron Ford. You've had a chance to look at his record. What's he done right? What's he done wrong?
Well, when it comes to public safety, we know that he's completely neglected law enforcement. We know that this has been historically the most hostile attorney general to law enforcement. And when I say law enforcement, that includes not only sheriffs, police officers, corrections officers, but also district attorneys and prosecutorial offices. He has completely run the attorney general's office instead of the top prosecutor as a public defender.
And as you look at this race, give me your assessment of where you are, your candidacy. I don't know what kind of polling you've seen, but we're down the stretch run.
We are. So as when it comes down to the primary, you couldn't have more different primary candidates in a Republican race, which is actually very interesting because normally Republicans are quite similar in their ideologies. And there is a massive difference between my Republican opponent and myself. You know, I'm endorsed by law enforcement across the board. The PPA, PSAN has endorsed me. I do take a very strong interest in public safety. As far as when it comes to the type of work that we're done, I'm a 20-year litigator in and out in every district, in every courtroom in this state, essentially.
They know you.
They know me. They know me. The judges know me. And, you know, and she really has focused on business and business setting up businesses. I mean, she would have been a perfect candidate for lieutenant governor. I am absolutely anti the cannabis, recreational cannabis industry. She is a proponent, and she was very much a big part of the legalization of recreational use. And, you know, she has historically supported Democratic candidates as a businesswoman. I don't compromise ideology for money. I think that there's enough money to be made in as lawyers that we don't have to compromise those ideologies. So I don't – I have never – contributed to Democrat candidates. We couldn't be more different as two candidates in a Republican primary.
I want to ask you about this because it's come up in the gubernatorial race as well, with Sheriff Joe contributing to Sisolak's campaign. Is that in and of itself bad, or is there a positive to saying, hey, you know, I look to the other side of the aisle and I'm willing to support different people? I want to support the man or the woman. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a question of where you stand ideologically. So, for example, because we know that Governor Sisolak was such a huge proponent of ballot question two and the recreational cannabis industry, and I'm such an opponent of that, when you have a Republican primary candidate that has historically, maxed out on three different occasions to Sisolak during COVID while I was suing Sisolak and for all the violation of all those and the mandates, she was maxing out to him. Now, to me, when you donate to a candidate or you contribute to a candidate, that means that you are ratifying their ideologies, essentially. Like I said, I've litigated with many Democratic attorneys that have run for public office. And even during World War Weed, I was on the same side with one of them. And he ran for county commissioner. And I loved working with him in a courtroom. But I would never contribute to his campaign because his ideologies stand for everything that I don't.
I see dispensaries all over town. And there's always a line to get into them. How has that worked out? There are those who say that maybe we were sold a pig in a poke and that what we ended up voting for and approving and all of that, that all of a sudden it's not working. It's not working. They said it was for the kids,
right.
but it was for something else. Can you talk a little bit about how the law has worked out?
So, you know, they sold it to Nevadans as the tax money from these dispensaries was going to go to education.
The kids.
The kids. And that's how, you know, and I say unfortunately, and it's very unfortunate, Kevin, when we talk about taxation and, you know, people have a short memory. When they talked about the sea tax or the commerce tax, right? They sold that as an education. It's going to go to education. Then there was ballot question two. That's going to go to education. And now we saw that with a mining tax. So how many times do Republicans buy into this education narrative and get screwed? How many times? Why is there such a slow learning curve on that? And if there's any indication, look at Clark County School District right now. Our education system is catastrophic, vacillates from catastrophic to disastrous.
Can I say it my way? It sucks.
Okay.
It really does. You've been involved with CCSD as part of litigation, and in fact, you're still ongoing. I'm curious what you think of this viral video that's gone on. It's been everywhere, and it involves a mom testifying and trying to read a portion of the reading assignment that was given to her daughter that was profane, pornographic, call it what you will. It was just dead wrong, but they cut her microphone.
Right.
And the first person I thought about, because of your background, is Sigal Chadha. I mean, she would
be the troublemaker.
She would be the one that would sue on behalf of the mom,
right? So here's the reality. When I was litigating, the Noto case, the Monica Branch Noto case against CCSD on the mask mandates, one of the things that both Sisolak's attorney and Clark County School District's attorney brought up is the minute that you drop your kids off at school, it's hands off. You have absolutely no discretion in advising the school what to teach. And there's a Ninth Circuit case that is actually has been cited by both of these administrations, and it's called Parents for Privacy versus Barr, and it's a horrifying case. Right now, I do have this appeal pending in the Ninth Circuit. If there's anything that would justify having Parents for Privacy v. Barr overturned, is this exact situation. Because when you're teaching our children pornographic materials to the extent that a parent concerned comes and speaks an open notice, an open meeting about it, and has the mic turned off, that is precisely what the reason why Parents for Privacy v. Barr should be overturned.
There you have it. Sigal Chadha running for Attorney General, trying to unseat a guy that I think's been a miserable failure, and that's Aaron Ford. He's done nothing for public safety. And a red wave election, he's got to be out of here. He's got to be gone. Stay where you are. We'll check in on Tiger Woods and the PGA at Southern Hills in Tulsa. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement, the Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Gun Owners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A lot of people asking, my phone's blowing up, how did Tiger do? He's playing in the PGA at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the leaderboard, and he is done for the day.
He is done for the day, and this is, remember, just round one. They do play three more rounds, but Tiger is plus four right now, and that's good enough to be 117th.
Does that make the cut?
Needless to say, that's not going to make the cut.
But he started great, didn't he?
He started out, he really, the back nine was really what did him in. So, but hey, it's day one, so you just never know what's going to happen between now and then. But obviously, he has to put together three really good rounds to be competitive, because Rory McIlroy is leading after the first round. He's minus five. There's still he's minus five, so he's nine strokes ahead of Tiger. But there are a lot of Americans out there that are still playing, and Jordan Spieth is 88th right now, plus two. Bubba Watson, another big name, he's also plus two in the 80s. John Daly, you know, the
is
guy.
John Daly still playing?
Believe it or not, John
Good
Daly.
Lord.
He hits the ball 300 yards. He loves beer, and he loves golf. And we know that about him, and I think that's his life. But he's also plus two. And Dustin Johnson, very popular. And he is who I picked in this at 22-1, Kevin. Dustin Johnson is plus one right now. So
is he still in it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's only on the ninth hole. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, he could have three or four under on the back nine and be right there with Rory McIlroy. But and we'll find out. $12 million prize fund, and this is the second major tournament of the year for the PGA Tour.
Wow. Very good. Thank you, Jim. And we'll be following this again tomorrow because Tiger will be playing again tomorrow. Round two. Stay with us. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll do all that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your crypto